Hi, we are the station of Radio Calodes that's made by Regina, Evelyn, Emilia, Pamela, and me, Antonieta, and we are going to talk about a serious topic, which is human rights.
Empezamos con qué son los derechos humanos. Según el UNICEF, los derechos humanos son normas que reconocen y protegen la dignidad de otros seres humanos. Las leyes de derechos humanos obligan a los gobiernos a hacer algunas cosas e impiden que hagan otras cosas. Los individuos también tienen responsabilidades al ejercer sus derechos humanos. Deben respetar los derechos de los demás. Ningún otro gobierno, grupo o persona tiene derecho a hacer nada que viole el derecho de los otros. Aquí hay algunos ejemplos básicos de los derechos humanos. El derecho a la vida, el derecho a la libertad, el derecho a la búsqueda de la felicidad, el derecho a vivir su vida libre de discriminación, el derecho a controlar lo que sucede en su propio cuerpo y tomar decisiones médicas por sí mismo. El derecho está libre de prejuicios desde la raza, género, origen, color y edad, entre otros.
Vamos a hablar acerca de la bestia y los inmigrantes. La bestia es un tren que recorre todo México. Es un medio de transporte por migrantes, principalmente salvadoreños, hondureños y guatemaltecos, que buscan llegar a Estados Unidos. Este modo de viajar es extremadamente peligroso y no es autorizado por el Estado mexicano. Muchos de los innumerables peligros se presentan en el proceso de subir a bordo y bajar del tren en movimiento, pues los inmigrantes abordan entre 10 y 15 trenes durante su viaje de 1.450 millas y las posibilidades de sufrir una lesión importante son altas antes de llegar a la estación de lechería.
Immigrants often sleep while riding on trains and are shaken to the tracks, where many die instantly from decapitation, bleeding, and shock. Because accidents often occur in the dark of night and in rural areas, most of the time the victims are not found immediately. However, if they survive the fall, they must wait for help from nearby village and the trains do not stop. It often happens that after losing limbs in terrible train accidents, survivors feel ashamed to return to their home countries because they will no longer be able to help their families and are in more serious circumstances than they were immediately.
In addition of the movement of the trains, physical tiredness and the extreme weather condition that come with this trip, immigrants also endure the emotional stress of being separated from their family, traveling alone and having a limited support system, which is also detrimental to health and mental well-being of immigrants. Other dangers borne by American immigrants are caused by discrimination and xenophobic attitudes. Since a considerable number of immigrants who regularly pass through the country are often seen as people that attract criminality. It should be emphasized that immigrants are vulnerable due to their undocumented status and lack of familiarity with human rights, which make them an easy target for harassment and abuse from the hands of corrupt officials and violent criminal gangs. Some of the dangers that they face along the road include assault, extortion, intimidation and threats, corruption, destruction of documents, detention without legal consent, and acts of sexual assaults. We aren't proposing that it becomes legal to use the train as a means of transportation as they use it, which is by getting off the top of the roof, putting the raft at risk. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the people who from the bottom of their heart want to help and can. They could give an apple, a cake, a sandwich, water without committing an illegal act, since in Mexico it's illegal to help undocumented people.
Not being allowed to help people that need help is wrong in so many ways, starting with the human right to live your life free of discrimination. And by not letting help the people who are from the other countries, the law is hurting them by their rights, which take us to the right to be from privilege based on race, gender, racial origin, color, age, or sex. And I know that by helping them, we will be giving the wrong message, but if we don't, we are doing that already, so it's better to give the bad message by doing the right thing, that is being able to help them, that we doing the wrong thing. And by giving them food We are giving them a kind of happiness because it's probable that they haven't eaten in a long time, so it shouldn't be illegal to give them food. The human rights that we mentioned are basic but important because they help us to live the life we should as the society that we are, so nobody should violate those terms.